Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace from Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace and peace, grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Grace and peace.
New
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Peace be going around.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, let's get this started. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters and Dover, Commonwealth of Israel. Also, my beautiful, beautiful Rhea Israel. I want to bid you peace and mercy from our Father. And tonight, we're dealing with the first episode of the Philadelphia Siblings. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey.
Teacher Bob Farr and a reader would be Eric Burkles. Look, tonight, y'all, this night precept is personal accountability. Now, you know, you already know, personal accountability, you know what that means? That means you got to man up. Or woman up. Well, man up. Just man up. We just gonna say man.
For yourself.
We gonna say species. Own your faults. Own your faults. Don't blame nobody, cause it won't be nobody in the judge. No co-defendant, as our brother Asai say all the time. No co-defendants in the judgment.
Amen.
Personal accountability.
We're going to
turn this in. Say again, sis.
I say you are responsible for yourself.
Amen. Oh, 150%. You won't have nobody to blame but you.
Amen.
So, with that being said, we're going to turn this over to our brother Bob Farr, and he can take us further into this message. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it seems like today nobody wants, including the body, wants to take responsibility. It's always someone else. It's the devil made me do it. It's something. You know, when it's our flesh, you know, that we follow instead of the word of God, and that's the problem. And that's where this message is headed tonight, and I'm sure you all knew that. And we'll get started with, and we'll open up in prayer. Almighty Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity, Father, to rightly divide your word. Father, we just ask that you would give us an extra unction of your spirit tonight, Father, and you would edify each and every one of us and help us to understand that true repentance can't come without personal accountability. Father, help each one of us to search our own minds and hearts and turn to you and to your word for direction and not into our own flesh. We ask all this in your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. So we'll kick this off in Matthew, the 7th chapter, Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1. And when you get there, brother, go ahead.
Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?
And you know, it just seems like everybody's always right there to be able to point out when someone else is in error or they're not living up to the word, but most of the time don't see it in our own self. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 4, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?
Yes, sir.
Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
The word hypocrite, you know, it gets thrown around a lot, but a lot of times, and I think most of it understand it pretty well, but the Strong's Concordance number for that word is 5273, comes from the root word of hippo, and it means actor, or someone that wears a mask, or a double-minded person. And we definitely don't want to get into that mode, but we are doing that when we're constantly pointing out our brother's speck that might be in their eye and not knowing that we have a beam in our own eye. And we need to be rightly dividing God's word and looking to his commandments for the direction in our lives and not after our own flesh. Next scripture, Matthew chapter 23, and we're going to start in verse 23. Go ahead when you get there, brother.
23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
You know, and really what's being said here by Jesus, our Messiah, he's talking about the fact that it's easy to do the things that are written out, like keeping the Sabbath, keeping the holy days, doing all those commandments. The harder thing is these weightier matters of the law, the judgment, mercy, faith. And these things ought to we have done and not leave the other undone. Go ahead, brother.
Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel.
And we're doing that all the time when we're pointing out some of these little small precepts sometimes, and we're choking on those things instead of studying out these weightier matters in the law. Go ahead, brother.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess.
Okay, the inside of the cup. That's us. That's this vessel, not someone else's, but our own vessel. We got to make the inside of that cup clean and before we worry about what's going on the outside. Go ahead, brother.
Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also.
Sir. Okay, let's go back to Proverbs and get a little wisdom from the book of Proverbs. Gets into this a lot more deeply. The Proverbs is one of my favorite books. Go ahead when you get there, brother. Proverbs chapter 16, and start out in verse 1.
Proverbs the preparations of the heart and man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits.
Now, let's think about that a little bit. You know, we always are, it's easy for us to justify our own actions or do what's right in our own minds, but the Lord weigheth the spirits or the motives that are behind those things. Go ahead, brother.
Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Now, how we do that? We do that by seeking out God's commandments, his laws, statutes, and judgments. That's how we do that. And not necessarily applying them to everyone else, but applying them to us first. Because if we don't get the inside of that cup cleaned out, we certainly aren't going to be able to pull that little speck out of our brother's eye that we read in Matthew chapter 7. Go ahead, brother.
The Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil.
Or judgment. Go ahead, brother.
Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished.
And you know, what is behind our motive when we're judging our brother and not cleaning the inside of that cup? That's all about pride. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, and you're not doing that. Go ahead, brother.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Yes, sir.
Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right.
And that's so true. You know, it doesn't matter how much you accumulate or all the, maybe the stature that you might develop amongst of congregations or in people. You know, it's all about the righteousness, and that is what we get when we keep God's commandments, because all of God's commandments are righteousness. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment.
A righteous king, he does not transgress in judgment. Okay? In other words, he delivers righteous judgment. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness.
We know that the Lord puts them in and the Lord takes them out, and he doesn't necessarily put them in all the time because of their righteousness, but he certainly will take them out because of their unrighteousness. Go ahead, brother.
Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Amen.
The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain.
Yes, sir. That latter rain's needed to bring forth the fruit, and that's what that's talking about. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?
Yes, sir. That silver, you're not going to take it with you when you go. And that what we strive for is to be chosen for that first resurrection. And we're not going to do that without wisdom and understanding, and that comes from the Word of God. It does not come from our flesh. Go ahead, brother.
The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul.
And we need to make God's Torah or his law a light unto our feet. And that's pretty much the same thing it's saying there. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Verse 20. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he.
And the only way we can be trusting in the Lord is if we first are taking his commandments, his righteousness, and applying them to our lives. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 21, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly.
Sir.
Verse 23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips.
And what is it, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. He teaches his mouth from the word of the Lord, from his commandments, statutes, and judgment. And that addeth learning to his lips. Go ahead, brother.
Pleasant words are as in the honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones.
And see, that's a lot it has to do with our attitude and how we deliver that. And that's the return we get. Go ahead, brother.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
That's right. When we do what we think is right in our own mind and not keep God's statutes and apply them to our own life, death is going to be the reward. Sin, the penalty for sin is death. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 26, he that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire.
Yes, sir. Most all of the pride and the iniquity that comes out of man comes right out of that mouth, under an unleashed or unbridled tongue. Go ahead, brother.
A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends.
Yeah, and that goes on way too much in there. A perverse man, he soweth strife amongst the body of Christ, and whispers and separates his chief friends. Go ahead.
Verse 29, a violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. Verse 30, he shutteth his eyes to devise forward things, moving his lips. He bringeth evil to pass. Verse 31, a hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness.
Yeah, so, having that gray hair is a good thing if it's sown in righteousness. But an unrighteous man, he's just as unrighteous when he gets old as he is when he's young. Go ahead, brother.
He that is slow to anger is better than a mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
And at that great judgment at the end, there's going to be many people end up in the lake of fire just because they never applied that word of God to themselves. They might have had a lot of understanding, but they themselves weren't doing it. And we could see all the things that build up in their hearts, pride and all these things as we read here in Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Let's go now to Romans chapter 7, brother, and start out in verse 22 when you get there.
Okay. Romans. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
And that's what we need to be. We got to delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's how you do that. When you do that, that's going to create righteousness because it's on the inside. We have to be rightly dividing that word and eating that scroll like Isaiah. Go ahead, brother.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
See, and this is what you really got to focus in on, because we know that 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 says transgression of the law is sin, and the penalty for sin is death. And so the thing that's being done away with, and as we read in this word, is the penalty of the law of sin and death. But if you practice sin, you're going to end up in the lake of fire. And again, you're not turning that and taking on that personal accountability if that's going on. Go ahead, brother.
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
And see, that's the problem right there, is that a lot of times we don't even see it when we're yielding to the flesh. We got to be yielding to the Spirit of God, and everything that we learn from the Spirit of God comes right from this Word of God. Go ahead, brother.
In chapter 8, verse 1. Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
See, that doesn't mean that sin is, I mean, that there's no more sin. That just means that the condemnation for those past sin is taken away if you walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, how do you do that? You do that by the Word of God. That's how you walk not after the flesh. If you do what's right in your own mind and what you feel you should do and not what's thus saith the Lord, you're going to be after the flesh. And then that sin is not going to be, there is going to be condemnation because you're not going to be in Christ. Go ahead, brother. Now we'll go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians. Read it when you get there.
2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 3.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah, and whose strongholds? Our strongholds. Not everybody else's. See, for those weapons that we have are not carnal or not of the flesh or fleshly, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of our strongholds. Go ahead, brother.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yes, sir. Now, you think about what was just said there, casting down imaginations. That's things we imagine in our own minds a lot of times against our brother. And every high thing, that pride that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that all comes from the flesh, brothers and sisters. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Now, what did that say? When do you do that? When do you revenge or punish all disobedience? When your obedience is fulfilled. And I'm going to tell you, that's a full-time job. Just working on your own heart and trying to be obedient to the Word of God. Most of us take a lifetime doing that. We need to take a lot more time doing that and a lot less time trying to seek revenge or punishment on others. Go ahead, brother.
Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ.
And that's pretty simple and pretty plain. If you look at things on the outward appearance, if you favor one person over another, if you're a respecter of persons, you're doing that. And if any man trust in himself, in his own mind, in his own thoughts, that he is Christ, make sure that he remembers that the ones that he's judging are Christ as well. Go ahead, brother.
And verse 8?
Yes, sir, verse 8.
For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed.
That was one verse further than we're supposed to go, but it still fits right in with the message. Now let's turn to James, the first chapter, and start in verse 19 when you get there, brother.
Okay.
James, first chapter, verse 19.
Okay. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls.
So again, you have to therefore lay apart all filthiness in your life, all superfluity or extreme naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word in your own heart. We're talking about circumcision of the heart here, which is able to save your souls. Go ahead, brother.
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
See, if you might know everything about the law of God, you might know all about everything in the scriptures, but if you aren't being a doer of the word yourself and working on that, then
yes,
you're
sir.
Deceiving your own self. Go ahead, brother.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Yep, looking in the mirror, you know, and, you know, you could go to a church every Sabbath, be in there every high day, never let anything unclean come in your lips. But the minute you walk away from the congregation and what's going on, if you have not engrafted that word into your heart, you're going to forget what manner of man you should be. Go ahead, brother.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Remember, it said his way, go with his way, not God's way.
Mm-hmm. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continuing therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
So basically, if you can't control your tongue and turning that against your brother, again, you're deceiving your own heart. And your religion or your religious practices, even of the scripture, are worthless. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Amen. Let's turn over to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and go ahead and take off in verse 1 when you get there, brother.
Galatians 5?
Yes, sir.
Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Now think about that. That's a deep statement. Remember we were talking about back in James there, that perfect law of liberty, okay? And here we're talking about standing fast, therefore, in the liberty wherefore Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. See, before Christ, you know, the people were trying to keep the word, but it wasn't mixed with faith. So therefore, it wasn't counted as righteousness. And see, and they're telling us, Apostle Paul here is telling us completely that we don't need to get tangled up in that type of bondage again. Go ahead, brother.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Now, this is not saying that you don't need to be circumcised. This is telling you if you do this, you be circumcised to complete your salvation, then Christ has profited you nothing. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law.
You know, in another place, Paul was talking about, I believe it's in Timothy, that you received that circumcision, talking about of the flesh, as a seal of righteousness. And it was a sign, and is a sign, to Israel. So if once you receive that, then obviously here you are indebted, but anyone that follows Christ should put on Christ Jesus and walk as he walked. So obviously we are not doing away with the law here. It's just our attitude in the keeping of the law, because we know that the law was to bring us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and our neighbor as ourself. That's why we keep the law in the first place. Go ahead, brother.
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
You know, everyone knows that we're not saved by the law. We're saved by grace. And that grace takes away our past sins when we accept that shed blood of our Messiah. But then we have to walk in newness of life. If you just keep the law and you don't do that for those right reasons, because you do love the Lord thy God and you want to be pleasing in his sight and your neighbor is yourself, if you're not doing that, then you've fallen from grace. Go ahead, brother.
For we, though, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
By what? By faith. Go ahead, brother.
For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love.
Okay, now go ahead and skip to verse 14, brother.
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Now, let's go on, because, see, this is where this personal accountability comes in. And that's what's not happening. People are not taking responsibility for their own sin. And personal repentance cannot happen until you can rightly first confess to the Lord and then turn from that sin. Go ahead, brother.
But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
See, because if you don't walk after the Spirit, and we know Romans 8 and all through the Scripture, Paul talks about walking about after that Spirit, and that means doing what the Spirit leads us to do through the written Word of God, and we're never going to learn anything from the Spirit of God that's going to be contrary to what's written in this book. Go ahead, brother.
For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh.
Yes,
and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would.
Yes, sir. That's what Paul was always talking about. He said, you know, the things that I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I do. Because he was in that battle with the flesh, trying to go after the Spirit. And that's what same thing he's talking about here. Go ahead, brother, in verse 18.
18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Amen. The penalty of the law. Remember, the penalty of the law is sin, is death. It's not talking about the law being done away with. It's talking about you're not going to receive the death penalty if you're going after the Spirit and doing as the Spirit leads, and that's what's commanded in the Word of God. Go ahead, brother.
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
And you get back and you start studying in those first five books of the Bible, and they're not just there, they're also in the prophets, you know, and they're also in the New Testament, as quoted many, many times. All these things were against the law of God that were mentioned here. And any of us that practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, because that's when you're after the flesh and not after the Spirit. And when you're doing that, again, you are just blowing off all personal accountability and not keeping the law with your whole heart. Go ahead, brother.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
See, there's no law. In other words, the law is actually promoting what we just read there. The law is promoting in us joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we know that there's nothing that's against that. See, that's what the law is trying to build up in us, those fruits of the Spirit that are mentioned there. And if we're not doing it for the right reason, if we're after the flesh, we're not cleaning up that cup. We're not taking personal responsibility, and we're not going to be in the kingdom of God. Go ahead, brother.
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
See, we got to put to death that old man, not just one time, but every day when we get up, we got to put that old man down. And the way that we do that is we internalize the word of God and we work on ourselves every day. Because the penalty for sin, and especially unrepented sin, is death. Go ahead, brother.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen, brother. And if we do that, we can't help but keep God's word for the right reasons. Go ahead, brother.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another.
Amen. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, and we're going to finish up here. We're going to start in Ephesians 4:17. Go ahead when you get there, brother.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind.
See, what are we talking about? This same theme just keeps popping back up. See, doing what's right in your own mind, like other Gentiles, people that are unconverted and not part of the commonwealth of Israel. And this is so important to understand that, what's being talked about right here. Go ahead, brother.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance.
If you're after the flesh, not after the Spirit. Go ahead, brother.
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart.
Amen, brother. No matter how much scripture you know, if you're not in it for the right reason,
yes, sir,
and you're not keeping it with your whole heart, you're blind. Go ahead, brother.
Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness.
We've all did that in the past, but when we come to Christ and come under that shed blood, we got to put all that stuff away, and we got to start doing what the book says for the right reasons. Go ahead, brother.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
If we have not had that example from Christ. Go ahead, brother.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
Amen.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust.
And you cannot do that if you don't take personal accountability, if you don't look inwardly and search your heart and see where you're not living up to the scriptures in the way that you should be doing. You cannot have repentance, and that's what's holding us all back. We have to continue to be after the Spirit. Go ahead, brother.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Amen.
Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Members of that same body, the body of our Messiah, we are all members of that one body. Go ahead, brother.
Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil.
Because that's what you're doing when you play into that. Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
And you just get back there in the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Numbers and Exodus mm-hmm. and all those places, you're going to see that. See, that's commanded to us, to go out and work. 6 days shall man work and do all his labor, and it's all teaching us to take care of the poor and the homeless and all those things. And if we're not doing that, that inward man is not being cleaned up because you don't have the right attitude. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
So when you speak to someone else, make sure what you said is edifying, lifting or building them up, and do so by the word of God, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead, brother.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Far grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Go ahead, brother.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
Yes, sir.
And be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you.
That's the end of the reading of the word. We got through it a little quicker than the last time I did this. It took about an hour. I think it only took about 45 minutes or less.
Yes, sir.
Right. But I hope that people got something out of the reading of this word tonight, and that we all can look inwardly and start working on more. And I know we're all doing it. Let's work harder at cleaning up the inside of that cup and washing the inside of that platter, so that we can be a light to the world and help and be able to help get that speck out of our brother's eye. But we got to be helping them get it out, and we got to be speaking with meekness and humility and not with pride if we're going to be able to advance the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You know, man, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, man.
Mine too,
people,
bro.
People that sit up there and say they believe in God and will never repent for their faults, but always point out somebody else's.
Yep.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves, man. I hate that. I hate that with a passion, man. I can't tell you how much that gets to me. And I shouldn't. I shouldn't let it get to me, but it do.
Yeah.
When you read that in I think it's in Matthew's, when you read when you said that log that's in your eye.
Yes, sir.
You can up there talking about, you know, the beam that's in his, and you got a log in yours, or you got a beam in yours. You know, Christ is saying, check yourself, man. How many times he told us? He said, commune with yourself upon your own bed.
Yes.
Check yourself.
Yes, sir.
Examine yourself. Examine
mm-hmm.
yourself. Take heed to the Lord. Examine yourself. Don't be looking around at people that's not keeping the law. Don't look at them, because they're not the issue. You're the issue. You're the issue. You're the only reason why you're going through what you're going through. Nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
We can sit up here and we can blame the whole planet, but it's between you and your God. In the
yes,
end,
sir.
It's between you and your God. And that's where it's going to be. When you meet him, if he don't come first, and you meet him in a judgment, it's going to be between you and him. So you better get that personal accountability together now.
Yes, sir.
Stop looking around to lay the blame on somebody else. We do that in relationships all the time, man. I mean, married relationships, we got it bad. You know, yeah, you did this and you did that. Yak, 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 yak. We do it back and forth. But
the truth be told, if you own it, then guess what? The enemy don't have no place. You
yes,
take
sir.
The enemy out of it. If you don't own it, you denying the truth, and the enemy have his way.
Yes, sir.
Because you denying the truth. And if you denying the truth, that means you are giving way to the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
everybody
great preacher.
Much credit in that thing, you know. I mean, all he can do is throw stumbling blocks. He's actually a foil that we resist, because as we resist Satan in those trials and tribulations, we draw nigh unto God.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. He has to plead.
Yes, sir.
That's the commandment.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The law can't be broken, brother. That's the commandment. He has to flee.
Yep.
So, great precept, great lesson, man. I didn't take no thought in the numbers or the time or whatever. All that, great lesson. Bottom
Thank
line.
Thank you, sir.
People, check yourself. I yield a mic.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, grace and peace. Grace and peace, bro. Hey, that was an awesome lesson. You know, very awesome lesson. You know, definitely something that we need to be reminded daily. You know, like definitely, you know, that full-time job. You
yes,
know,
sir.
everybody that's trying to walk this walk right, you know, we all should understand that we have a full-time job. And that full-time job is a self-check and a focus on us. You know, so, I mean, so the lesson was amazing, you know, and definitely just to give us that reminder that, you know, you can't be too much looking at other people. It's because, you know, Paul hit around the money, you know what I'm saying? You know, Paul looked at his self-check, man. He letting you know, man, that his self-check wasn't always right. You know, sometimes I'm doing the things I'm not supposed to be doing, and the things I know I'm supposed to be doing, I don't even find myself doing that. But then what really caught my eye in the book of Romans chapter 7 is that he said, when I want to do good, evil is present with me. You know, so being a servant of God, it's like we have to always be aware and observant of ourselves, our actions, how we talk, and how we deal with people, because the enemy is always watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the very first thing we need to always do is make sure we check ourselves and make sure that we're right. But you know what? Oh man, that was an awesome lesson. I'm glad that I got a chance to tune into your precept. Big ups on my lesson. I get a mic.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Any more questions or comments? No. Going once. All the lines open, baby. Okay. All right, well, all the lines is open. I guess, Brother Bob, that was the lesson has solidified itself.
Sure.
Whoever that is, please mute your phone. You're muted. You get it? Okay, good. All right, so, Brother Bob, I'd just like to say thank you, and great job reading, Harry. Great job.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
sir.
God.
And any closing comments before we close out?
How do you die as the old man?
What was that?
How do you die as the old man when there was no old man? And you're righteous all your life. Except for that rich man that wouldn't give up his money.
I don't know. Someone's asking a question. I'm not sure I quite understand what he's saying.
What's the question?
He said, what if there was no old man?
You're supposed to die to your old man.
You die to your old man. It doesn't have anything to do with your age. It's your man before you came to Christ. You have to put away that old man of sin, because every one of us has walked in sin, you know, before we came to Christ.
Except for that rich man.
That rich man probably, according to what was being read there, hadn't ever come to Christ.
No.
Okay.
No.
Job says no.
Yep.
Oh, you're talking about Job?
No, Pastor Moore.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm hearing a little bit of background too, I think. Sorry.
Yeah, Brother Gary.
Yes, sir.
You wanna add to what Brother Bob brought this evening?
No, he was perfectly right about everything that he said, and people should die to their sins and live righteously according to God's word.
That's what I thought I heard you say. You know, that old man, you have to die. You have to put him to sleep. You die daily. You know, it's not a one-time thing.
He got to go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And he's tough, too. He keeps wanting to get back up all the time.
Daily.
Every time you get that urge in the
tell me
your
about
mind
it.
To, you know, to do something that you know is not right according to the word of God, he's trying to get up. And we just got to keep reminding ourselves of the word and following that and keeping that old man down.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Great lesson, brother. Well, with that being said, Brother Bob, you got any closing comments once again?
No, sir. It's just, you know, I know we always talk a lot about, you know, looking inwardly around the Passover and the Day of Atonement and things like that, which is very true, but we got to do that every day. We got to be applying that word of God to our own lives in such a way that it's pleasing before our Father, and part of that is loving our neighbor as ourselves. If we can't love, you know, we didn't even know how to love unless first God first loved us and showed us the example. And in this book, that's all it does over and over again, keep putting out that same example that we have to walk in these same ways. And we watched our Messiah walk that. We watch it in the Word as we read it. But people on here on earth watched him and how he conducted himself. And as we read the Gospels, that's exactly how we have to direct our own paths.
Amen.
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 You know, Christ was tempted at all points. It was
Amen,
no
brother.
Sin. He was in no sin, and he wasn't tempted. So when he judged, he's going to be a righteous judge.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, hey, brother, great precept. Thank you for the reminder. And like I said, that is one of my greatest pet peeves, man, is that it's like, okay, you confess a fault, then the person still won't confess their fault, and they blaming you for the fault that you already confessed. After you confess the fault, but they won't confess their part in the fault. You know?
Right.
You are not repenting. That is not repenting. That is accusing, that's blaming, and that is not being accountable. You
yes,
know,
sir.
And that, man, I'm so, this is, you know, this is one of my biggest peeves, and I never did a lesson on it. I thank God that he put it in you to do it, brother. Amen. I probably wouldn't have had the right spirit to do it because I would have probably did it angrily. I thank the Father for allowing you to bring it the way you did, so people can actually hear it and know that, hey, man, you got to be accountable for yourself.
Yes.
You got to be the first one.
Amen.
The Lord talked about you got to be the first one. You got your first fruit is to repent. Your first fruit is to repent and to give it up to God without nothing else to it.
Amen.
You know, you can't give nothing else. You can't sit up there and repent and then blame somebody else. You're not repenting. You know, you can't repent and be blaming somebody else. It's just not going to happen. You know, so great lesson, brother. Great lesson. I can't wait to hear from more of these things, more of these likes, and however the Father put it in your heart. That was a great message. So with that being said, everyone, that's the Philadelphia Assembly. Welcome on board, our brother Bob Farr and Eric Burkle. Look, fire.
fire. That was awesome. And God willing, we live. Let's get some more of that good stuff. You want to be back here tomorrow evening for your brother Nakomi Swanson, the Nation of Peace out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
The kingdom state of mind.
Kingdom state of mind. Look, you want to be back here for that so that your brother can bring that kingdom state of mind and turn your mind on to the kingdom.
And that's at 7 o'clock, right, brother?
That's 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, every Wednesday. And your brother Isaiah Brown, which you heard tonight, is every Thursday night. From the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class out of Peoria. You got your precept planted out already, or are we going to wait till the
Would y'all want to hear it right now? You know, All right, hold on. I'm going to get my paper ready. This is a massive doozy, for real. It's a massive doozy. I'm getting the precept name right now. Hold on one second.
All right.
Because it's phone. Keep trying to go backwards. Okay, the name of the precept is called Women's Certifuge in a Bad Boy or Thug.
What?
What did you just say?
Yeah, Woman's Certifuge and a Bad Boy or Thug.
Okay.
I've been on OCD search. You know, it is a. You know, it's a. Let me tell y'all something right now. It is.
This sounds like this is coming out of the book of Hubris Knowledge.
Maybe. Who knows? You know, we'll see. But no, man. But I've been doing some searching on them, on the words that you know that because you know it's the conversation that me and you had a couple of weeks ago or something like that, Joe. You know, we talked about it in precept too, with the communist stuff. You know, just basically that idiotic term that a lot of women use. You know, you got women, worldly women, and you got women that's supposed to be the truth that say that they were a good boy with that bad boy or thug inside of them. But when you look those words up, man, it's the worst thing imaginable, the thing
right.
We use in our mouth. I don't want to tell y'all what it is because I want to surprise y'all because we've been looking up a whole lot of words and we're going to get deep down and find out what you really want. Because after I finish this precept and looked at what these words mean, I'm letting you know right now, mark my words and I say this, there's no need for a Ouija board. Because you're channeling the devils all over when we say certain things. But I'm just going to give y'all a little sneak peek. I ain't going to talk too much on it, but it's a dude.
All right.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, there's no need of a Ouija board after talking about this stuff.
Did you say that? Did you, boy? All right, man. All right, that's this Thursday. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. That's Isaiah Brown bringing the precept that he named.
Come on, Joe. Okay, I say it. It's called Woman's.
Say it in English so we can understand.
Yeah, it's called Woman's Certifuge and a Bad Boy or Thug.
See,
and the word
it's the second word that get me.
Yeah, certifuge is it's the seat used in order to achieve one's goal. And that goal that
fortitude, I know, but thug, what is thug?
I want to hold that. Well, okay, well, I'll just tell you such a way. The word thug comes from the word, thuggy, gang, all that kind of stuff we use in present time. All that means is just, it's a demon that the thugs called on that's called Kali. It's a demon god that thugs worship. And the word thug also comes from an ancient Buddhist. It's an ancient Buddhist religion, and in their religion they use the word thug as they use the word thug to thug means
call them.
You better, you better quit that, and then other people will get that Thursday.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, like Diva. Like, yeah, Diva is a demon goddess too. The word, like, you know, people be like, well, I'm a diva. All you're saying is I'm a demon.
Sure.
That's all you're saying. And we say, I want a thug in my life. Like the sister said, I want a Hebrew with a thug in him. So all you said is
that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah,
all they said is
that I want a Hebrew with a little bit of a demon in him. That's all you're saying.
Oh, that's hard.
But I don't want to give y'all my precepts, so I'm gonna leave it right there.
No. Thank you for letting us in the kitchen. You know, we just wanted to smell it. We know they ain't ready yet. You know how you go in the kitchen with the cookies. You know, you can't eat yet, but you can smell it. And it smells good.
It's one thing I want to let y'all know, though, man. That word been around since the 1300s, but they canceled it. They destroyed the thugs in the 1800s. I'll get into the country and stuff where it started. But it ain't too far from Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? It's mingle around that area, too, where you get more into the definition and, like, the storyline of where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all around the same. Well, of course, it's not as old as the rest of them, but when you look up Christmas and all the other kind of stuff, it kind of topped that same time period. So,
okay.
You know, so, yeah, I'm telling you, because I was wondering, remember, the Bible said a friend of the world is an enemy against God. So whatever the world pronounced to us as being hip and cool, it is low-key telling you how to disobey God and
Amen.
Follow and worship the devil.
Yes, sir.
You
That's
know, because
right,
I'm
brother.
Telling you, that word I'm talking about, I looked up the words, I was like, man, I've been doing it myself. You know, but not like on that level, just laughing and talking. But you know, when you say stuff like that, ain't no telling what you're entering into your house when you're
right.
not aware of what you're saying. And like for example, man, like brothers been putting up women getting, you know, God forbid, man. I hope the Lord have mercy on these people's children. But women from 2017, definitely in 2018, it's like abuse from their boyfriends or their lover. It's the beating is becoming old. They starting to blow these women's brains out, and all these women that's losing their lives is with these thug ass niggas. Excuse my language, but this is who they losing their life to. These people that proclaim to be thugs,
right.
But then when you want to look for this stuff, there's no, because remember the book of Revelations chapter 3 verses 15 through 17 said that. If you lukewarm, he gonna spit you out. So you can't go look for a good brother with those characteristics of a bad boy. Because a lot of people like, well, I don't want this type of guy. He too soft, he too lame. But not knowing that in the book Ephesians chapter 6, in 2018, a lot of women have simply are disgusted with the fruits of the Spirit. Because we look out of here, and you try to get up with somebody and talk to them, you might be a cool guy. But even me or other people, a lot of them don't get that chance, opportunity to talk to that lady because they don't like those fruits of the Spirit.
Right.
The meekness, the temperance, the long-suffering, the gentleness. The world has pronounced those things to be a weak man. But we know you got to be strong not to knock somebody out and to hold your peace
right.
and to be long-suffering.
Right.
Amen.
You know, so I'm only giving y'all 20% because of so much. So when that Thursday lesson come out, we got to get started because I don't want to cut this short. Because I got something else I want to bring out that's kind of hot that I'm not saying. But, you know, I get a mic with that. You know, that's just a little something you're dealing with.
Praise God. Can't wait to hear it, man. Can't wait to hear it. It sounds like a doozy. And it's very necessary.
Amen.
You know, that we understand that the words that's coming out of your mouth is life and death.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Either
all right, so that's this
down,
Thursday.
One or two. What's in a word?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You said it best, man. You don't need a Ouija board when you say some of the things flying out your mouth. You be conjuring devils just like your normal conversation.
I'm telling you, man, I was a reason why I said that. There's no need for a Ouija board. You know, because usually, you know, people say, well, when you play with Ouija boards, you know, then you challenge up devils and you messing with that, you know, that wicked stuff. Yeah, that's true. But how the world has portrayed us, how the world portrayed these words to be and the things that they do and turn it up, man, you don't need no Ouija board. Ouija board old school, man. The devil got bigger plans with this stuff, you know? So, hey, I give a mic with that, man, you know, because, I mean, you know, because if y'all been checking out my blog talk, y'all know for the last 2 years I've been doing the all-out assault on the brethren. But now, you know, sometimes I got to get the sisters sometimes too, man, just to help them out because a lot of sisters losing their life and it's starting to pollute the women that are in the truth too because a lot of women, man, in the truth, they look for those things too, but they just a little more slick or trickier with it. But in all, they like that because, you know, it could be a brainwash. It could be anything. But just to help us out through the grace of God, you know, this precept come out just right. I get a mic.
Amen. Well, you heard it, brothers and sisters. You want to be here for that, you know. No fooling around with this gospel.
Right.
No fooling around with this gospel, man. Ain't no room for talking about I want a little bit of darkness with my light. It don't work like that.
Right.
You can't dwell in the darkness and then talk about I'm in the light of the Lord. You can't do it. You can't sit up and say, I want a righteous Lord and I want a dark Lord. You can't do that. You're either going to get a dark Lord or a righteous Lord. If you get your righteous Lord and you misuse him, you are going to be held accountable for that. You get a wicked Lord and he misuse you, he will be held accountable for that. You better be careful what you ask for, because if you get it and you don't handle it, and you don't do what you're supposed to do, the Most High will hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because, man, I'm telling you, man, because, like, I'm saying like this, man, you know, because, you know, we had a debate about this. I don't know if you remember Job and Sister Rhea, but, you know, I think we had this around last year. You know, we had a debate on a Sunday episode, you know, about, like, why there are so many single women in the classes, you know. But I mean, me personally, I think it could have ended out better. It's because you just can't blame the man because, remember, the Lord said he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. So, in order, right, so if the Lord showed you who you're dealing with and you ain't in no type of agreement with the person, then the Lord is trying to show you a way out. But if you don't take heed to that and you constantly keep going back and forth, then what's the purpose of me keep showing you the sign? If you're going to go back to him anyway. You know what I'm saying? But at this time, I get the mic. I yield the mic.
You yield the mic this time, bro.
I'm try to, man. My legs are shaking, but I'm trying. So if you click the end button, I can stop talking.
That's all good, bro. You know what, man? I'm telling you.
You know,
I really want
to
you to give up some more, but I don't want you to give up no more because I want you to save it for when the time is coming.
Oh, bro, man, like I said, I only gave y'all 20%, bro. You know, I could have said some more stuff, man. Because I would just be, I could be at work, man, just going back and forth and writing stuff down. You know, it's just the fact is that, man, we're not really paying attention. Like I said, you know, we learn a lot of great things, you know, but if we don't sit back, because remember, in 2018, all information is free. You know, we don't have to go to the library, pull out flashcards, all that kind of stuff. All you got to do is open up your phone and click the word in, and you got full access to whatever you need. You know, so I honestly believe that we should be taking full advantage of the freebie while we still can. And look these words up. You know, because if the Lord said a friend of the world is an enemy against him, then we got to sit back and really think, you know, that means everything that's out here is against God. Everything. Not just a little bit. Everything is against him.
Right.
You know, and if we sit back and entertain that, then who knows what you're channeling up. You know, because I got sisters, man. Well, you know, it's sisters that I used to talk to or whatever, thought something was going to happen. You know, I didn't even touch first bases with a date. You know, because I just didn't have that oomph they like. You know, that oomph is, you know, I got that from my little English friend, mom. You know, I ain't got that spunk. You know, I ain't got that rough talk. Or what they like. You know what I'm saying? Like that grabbing up and that, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
The thug swag, man. Thug swag.
Yeah, there you go. Thug swag. That Negro slang, girl, bring your ass before I knock you out. Oh, I'm coming, Dad.
Right.
Hold on 1 second. But you know. But real talk, man, you know, it's just a shame, man, that you know that, like I said, man, we have a lot of merry material women, you know, that go to classes right here in this world. But the whole thing is that it's hard for them to touch bases on a decent brother is because, I don't know, they might be too picky or something. I don't know. Or they probably figure, like, what my friends might think of them or whatever. You know, who knows? That could be a person that the Lord can have fit for you. And if you diss that person or talk any matter against them, man, you ain't saying that none of the only person you're talking about is the Father. You know, so let's be mindful of that.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, once again, thanks, Brother Paul, Brother Eric, coming through and laying down an excellent precept. Can't wait for Brother Nakomi tomorrow evening, and then Brother Isaiah Brown Thursday evening. Family, we got a powerhouse week set up. He wants to be here for that.
Amen.
With that being said, want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible, everyone. Time appointed.
Study it too.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.